Welcome back. Could we see the end of the UN's peacekeeping mission in southern Lebanon? There is mounting concern that the United Nations peacekeeping operation may not have its mandate renewed at the end of this month. Ireland has participated in the UN interim force in Lebanon on and off since 1978 and has more than 340 troops stationed in southern Lebanon. This month, the UN Security Council is scheduled to vote on a draft resolution renewing the mandate ahead of its August 31st expiry. However, it has been reported that Israel and the United States are working with other Security Council members to persuade them not to support the mandate's extension, or at the very least, to demand changes to it. For more on this, we are joined by retired Brigadier General Gerard Hearn from our Athlone studio. Good afternoon, Ger.
Good afternoon, Jackie.
Ger, you've done many tours of Lebanon as well as a military observer role in the Middle East for 2 years. What's your reaction to efforts to possibly change or even scrap this mission?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic that the mandate will be renewed after its current mandate expires on the 31st of August, and I'll explain why. It's important to understand the process. The Security Council, which has 15 members, 5 permanent members and 10 rotating members. But of the 5 permanent members, that's United States, Russia, China, United Kingdom and France, 3 of the 5 permanent members have troops currently in stationed in UNIFIL. The 2 that don't are Russia and the United States. And it's also important to know that the lobbying and the advocacy, which has been going on for some time and it has intensified now as we are 2 weeks away from the mandate renewal. And I think that it's necessary to understand the influences that will underpin that vote. The vote and the mechanics of the vote, if any of the 5 permanent members, as listed, votes against the mandate, it will not be renewed. But if any of them abstain on the vote, then it will be passed, provided 9 of the 15 vote in favour of the renewal of the mandate. And of the current 10,000 odd soldiers that are there at the moment, it's important, I think, and very interesting to look at who are the, you know, the 7 largest contributors of the mission and who their influences are. Indonesia, Italy, India, Ghana, France, Spain and China. Even the United Kingdom has 2 people, 2 military personnel there. So there are significant influences around the world who will influence that vote. So I think that at best, it'll be renewed for a year. I think at worst, maybe renewed for a shorter period. But I'm cautiously optimistic that it will still be there after the 31st of August.
You mentioned the campaign there to change or possibly, you know, stop this mission. So Israeli authorities believe Israel's strikes on Lebanon last year weakened Hezbollah, killing many of its senior members and 5,000 fighters. And that means Lebanese armed forces are capable of suppressing the group without the need for the UNIFIL force in the region. And a quote here from the Jerusalem Post too, there are also arguments about how successful the UNIFIL operation has been. Instead of acting, quote, as a buffer and preventing Hezbollah's militarization south of the Litani River, the force has become a passive actor, refraining from exercising its authority and submitting partial reports to the Security Council that do not reflect the reality on the ground. What do you make of those arguments that, you know, UNIFIL, it hasn't been successful?
It's important to understand that all of the renewals of the mandate since 2006 are based on the resolution of 2006. That's resolution 1701, which was passed by the Security Council at the end of the vicious 2006 Israeli-Hezbollah war. And it's important to understand that since 1978 and even after 2006, that the UNIFIL mandate is a Chapter 6 mission, which is peacekeeping. It is not Chapter 7 peace enforcing. And if one looks at the detail of the resolution of 2006, which is still extant by extensions on a yearly basis, that even though the actual wording of the 2006 resolution would suggest that its military posture should be a Chapter 7 mission peace enforcing, it still remains a peacekeeping. resolution. So therefore, those remarks from Israel are understandable in the context of the wording of the resolution. And I would suggest that there's a challenge with the wording of the resolution if it's a Chapter 6 mission as against a Chapter 7 mission. And that's a critical issue. I think that comes under a scrutiny from time to time when the UNIFIL forces are accused of not enforcing the resolution in its entirety as envisaged in 2006.
OK, we'll see what happens at the end of the month. In a statement to this programme, the Department of Foreign Affairs said it is working closely with EU colleagues on this, in particular France, as the pen holder on the UNIFIL renewal mandate. Retired Brigadier General Gerard Hearn, thank you for joining us on the programme.